When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Is the number. Rocking with you on a Wednesday night here on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Good to have everybody aboard for the ride the next couple hours. A lot going on, as always. Plenty of late night action. These MAC games are late. A couple of them decided, especially the game in Bowling Green. That game is decided. But still a good one going between Buffalo and Central Michigan. So we have that on the table as well, along with some late-night NBA Lakers and Clippers tonight. About to get going at the Crypto. We'll get Joe involved in that. I think the Cavs are in Sacramento, too, as well tonight. We got late-night hockey as well. Wild and the Ducks at the Duck Pond. Start to get ready for all the NFL and college football this weekend, including we will build the Thursday night SGP for the Falcons and the Panthers. We'll see what kind of wizardry me and Joe can put together for that this week. Maybe we can actually, like, I don't know, maybe just hit 3 out of 4. Can we even get that? It's been bare bones around here on the Thursday night SGPs. We'll try to change it. Plus, Chad Brown, our buddy out in Denver, does a lot of college football on Compass Media, et cetera, and more, will join us here in the first hour, too. Mike Carver with you along with the encyclopedia of college football that is. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Carver. A couple things. First of all, yeah. I'm locked and loaded in Western Michigan. I'm hanging on by a thread. I took them on the money line at minus 104. Also took them plus the 1.5. That's the
first. Who are they playing?
They're playing Northern Illinois. Now, Lombardi didn't play. Lynch is in. But it doesn't matter. I mean, we have had multiple opportunities. Do you remember the game in 2010? And I know you're going to think I'm nuts. Can I finish?
No. Go ahead.
Can I finish? Do you remember when Les Miles, I think it was 2011, with Jared Lee on the road in the swamp and he did the fake field goal where the kid threw it over his shoulder with the and the kicker caught it on the bounce. They got a first down. Jared Lee hits Tolliver a couple of plays later. Anyway, it was a go back to the annals. Western Michigan, okay, lines up for like a 37-yard field goal at home, up 4. They try the same play as Les Miles. Like, are we serious now? We don't have a kicker in the MAC that can nail a 37-yarder? Like, this is a one-score game. We're not down. We are at home. That's the first thing. Then in between the commercials, let me just say that. In between the commercials, I saw this all-pro passer thing for like $50. You put the football in, it jets it out. You play it with the kids. I might buy it for the holidays. I'm just telling you.
for yourself.
Yes. I might throw on a jersey over the weekend and play all-pro passer.
Yeah, don't put that Arkansas jersey on this week.
I might burn it. How about that?
Better leave that one on the side. You better leave that one on the side.
That one's on the side. I might actually break out the Oak State jersey this week. Thermal. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, they're dead to me now. So the way they've gone the last couple of weeks. I mean, you got a graveyard of jerseys over at that place. Oklahoma State, Arkansas, Penn State. I mean, it's a bad 4 weeks for that crop of jerseys that you got over there. Bad couple of weeks.
Carver, we take the good, we take the bad, and we take the ugly, right?
Meanwhile, the Chippewas are just getting chunk play after chunk play here against Buffalo.
We said it on the show. That's one of the picks. Come on, kid. All right, we're driving. We're driving again. Western Michigan. 7 minutes left. All we got to do is kill clock. Kill clock.
Why don't you go in for another one? Go in for the dagger. I mean,
come on. We couldn't score. We had first and 10 on the 32. We lost yards on the last drive. I mean,
what do you want to ask, Chad?
Pac-12. Who he likes in the best team in the Pac-12? He's going to say, I bet you he says Oregon or USC. He's not going to say UCLA.
I know he's done a couple Pac-12 games for Compass this year, so. We'll have to see with Chad. We'll get into some of the college football playoff stuff with Chad. I want to get him get his thoughts on the Broncos too, Joe, since he's out there in Denver with the season they've had with your boy Russell Wilson. I actually like him this week against Tennessee, Joe.
You like who this week, Russell?
Broncos.
Did you see? Did you see the comments about the arm sleeve? Geno's wearing it.
I don't know anything about the arm sleeve.
We got to talk about.
I missed this. What happened here now?
Carroll said the reason why the team is running so well is that Geno is using the arm sleeve, like the wristband with the plays. He goes, you know, the previous years it was our quarterback was against it. He goes, that's why the offense is running so smooth. So then Big Dave.
Carroll said all this? He said all this today?
Yes, I'll text it. I'll show you the tweet. So then Russell came back and said, we won a lot of games without the sleeve.
Wow, so a little back and forth today between Russ and Pete?
Yes.
Oh, I like that. That's juicy. That is juicy. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going here on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
What's the matter? The pressure got too much for you?
Pressure? I'm the one who applied the pressure.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Good to have you aboard with us here on a Wednesday night. All right, Joe. The Chippewas got in. They retook the lead, 31-27. There's just under 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, so that's been a good action game. I got a feeling there's still probably another couple scores out there in that game right now. Just has that kind of feel to it. It does got that feel to it.
I took a college basketball game today that stood out.
No, I couldn't play that. Wait a second. You took a college basketball game?
Yeah, line looked funky. I took it, but I took an alt line.
What line? I need to hear this. What line looked funky? I want to hear this.
Ballarmine plus the 9.5. They bet it down to 8.5, and I took it over Louisville. I have them plus 11.5, minus 198 in a parlay, and they're
Ferellamine?
Up 41-30.
Ferellamine? No, I know Scott called Ferellamine whenever we do the picks. Ferellamine.
So I'm on them. They're up.
So they're 11. Up. They're up 11.
Yeah, 41-30 at the half.
Wow. Well, I'm live a bet. Louisville. Why don't you go the other way now? Now you get on Louisville.
Ballarmine.
Man, plus 200 for Louisville, down 11 at the half. Plus 5.5 on the spread. Plus 5.5 at home? for the Ville against Ferrellamine? Come on.
Ballermine.
Wow. Ballermine. Get yourself a nice fat middle there,
I'm
Joe.
I'm loaded up on Western Michigan here. I don't know why I did it, but I did it, and that's it. I'm living and dying with Western Michigan tonight. And I took Ballermine. I took an old spread.
Why? Well, how did you even come across opening up the college basketball page?
Because I had to do a radio hit today, and I was doing a radio hit, and they're like, can we just get your thoughts about some college hoops? I'm like, all right, I bet college hoops, you know that. So I'm like, sure. So it was like big picture stuff. Like I can't, and by the way, you can't bash, like, you know, Gonzaga, you know, I'm a big basher of them, by the way. Like we always do on the show with Few. Look at this. Yeah, get this guy. How do you let the RPO? He's running wild in Western Michigan. Get him. 3 minutes left. We allow this kid Lynch to break an 80-yard run. Are you kidding me with these max game? This is what I'm talking about. The dam just broke. As soon as I said I'm loaded up on Western Michigan, the dam just broke. Okay, all right. I guess so. Right. All righty. Okay. Cut
it. We're
going
to be going in and out with it.
We're going to be going in and out here. Here we go. All right. This is an inside joke between Carver and I. Anyway, yeah. I lost my train of thought. I don't know. Anyway, so here's the thing. You know that I'm looking for anything to bash Russ on as well, right? Because at the end of the day, he's not the same player to me. He's not dialed in. He's not focused. And the fact that Carroll calls him out and he's winning his way, I love it.
I love that Carroll's winning his way too, but I do think it's a little cheap to take that shot.
But don't
as much as
deserving of that though, in a way, like a little bit. The way
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you, Joe. I think that Russ actually said and I never defend Russ. You know that.
Right. I know.
Never defend Russell Wilson about anything. I'm always looking for ways to take shots at him.
Right.
I got to side with him here. I think he had the perfect response. We won a lot of games, so that he's right. They did win a lot of games. So that's tough from Pete to do that. I missed that earlier in the week, and then it got obviously a little more highlighted today. But that's it. I think Russ actually, he had the perfect response. We won a lot of games without that wristband.
All right, so
that's
so,
a nice job by him.
Yeah, it was a nice job. So Western Michigan crapped the bed as usual. They gave up the touchdown. Here
Did
we go.
They?
56 seconds left. Northern Illinois are going to be up 3. So do I have a shot? First of all, these uniforms, they got to revert to the all brown. These gray / camo Western Michigan unis are horrible. So that's the first thing.
So you're going to blame the uniform. That's where you usually like to go.
That's exactly where I like to go. Here's the thing. Last night, right, the kid was on the road, Paddock. He had the ball in his hands with a minute left. We needed a touchdown to score. Obviously, he couldn't do that until Toledo got the victory, right? At home, Western Michigan's going to have 56 seconds. They got 3 timeouts left. Could we get the game-tying field goal here? Is that asking way too much at home to drive
and
maybe 60 yards?
And what's your number here? What number do you got?
1.5 and basically the money line.
Yeah, you're gonna need to get this game to overtime.
I just want to tell you.
Buck and a half to go. Yeah.
No, 56 seconds to go.
Oh yeah, well, the screen's ahead of the FanDuel for once, huh?
Oh, you mean FanDuel's behind this time?
I was going off the fan. I have the FanDuel up for all the games, so. It's actually had a minute and a half left on FanDuel. So I guess FanDuel's actually a little behind. I thought Grizzlies and the Spurs going to overtime, tied at $112.
I feel like I need to jump in on something.
I got a bunch of. I'm on the boost tonight with LeBron to get 25, Paul George 3 threes, and Donovan Mitchell 3 threes.
Come on with this.
So. Lakers Clippers, Joe. Come on.
Come on, Carver. I lose all the time with them. All the time. I bet on them, they lose. I bet against them, they win. Bottom line. They're like a
nice effort by the nice effort by the Knicks tonight. They lost by like 30 to Brooklyn. That's hard to do.
I know.
What was the final? 112 to 85.
Okay.
Look out.
All right.
Look out. All right, Joe. We'll come back. We got Chad Brown coming up here. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Carver and Lisi with you. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver.
I am the king in my castle.
And Joe Lisi.
Talk football with us. Just a small town girl
living in a lonely world. Oh, yeah, there you go. We're back, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879, rocking with you, Sirius XM Channel 159 on a Wednesday night. So now Buffalo's on the move here a little bit, Joe. So they're at midfield down 31-27 with about 3.5 to go. And I guess you're not looking too good on your side over there with Western Michigan. They're finished?
Not finished. Got the ball with 36 seconds right. left. First and 20 on our own 40. So.
All right. Sounds good. We'll keep our eyes on that. Joining us right now, Joe, of course, former NFL linebacker. In fact, one of the modern era nominees, Joe, for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2023, which they're actually cutting that down to the semifinalists in a couple of days. I think the 15th is when they are doing the next cut on that. And of course, you hear him on Compass Media Networks doing college and pro games, does a lot of stuff in the Denver area also, and that is Chad Brown. Chad, Mike and Joe, how are you, my man? How's it going?
I am fantastic, and that Journey bumper music, that is a classic, classic song. One of the great ones.
Chad, was I right? Is it the 15th when you find out the next cut? And but congrats. Just being, obviously, as you know, just being, you know, your name in the hat for the Pro Football Hall of Fame is a tremendous honor. But I know that you got a couple days to find out if we make the next cut, right, Chad? I hope you're there, buddy.
You know, I appreciate the well wishes. I have no idea when it is. You know, I don't have any control over that. I haven't campaigned. I haven't called sports writers and all that stuff. I know this process can take a long time, you know, for somebody who's in my position. You know, this is my 15th season out of the game. I wasn't one of those first ballot guys, but I think as time has gone on, folks have recognized what I accomplished on the football field. And as they say with the Academy Awards, it's an honor to be nominated, but heck yeah, who doesn't want to win? Who doesn't want to wear a gold jacket? So maybe after this year, I'll contact a few sports writers and figure out, you know, who do I need to speak with and who do I need to put my stats in front of? You know, Tony Boselli went in. I got sacks against Tony Boselli. You know, Willie Rofe is in there. I got sacks against Willie Rofe. You know, Jerome Bettis is in there. I tackled Jerome Bettis, and I played with Jerome Bettis. So, you know, so many of the guys who have gone in the last couple of years, I've either played against or played with, and I think those guys would have some, you know, things to say about me that would be nice and flattering. So, but at this point, there is no active Chad Brown campaign. Maybe in the future, though.
Well, Chad, we'll start it for you and the dynamic NFL career. But for me, you started with the Colorado Buffaloes in terms of that team back in the early 90s with my guy Eric Bieniemy, Scooter, back in the day. So love what you did in terms of Boulder and that college career. But talk to us about the Denver Broncos, right? They get the victory in London a couple of weeks ago. They look like they had a little more offensive continuity. Can Russ start to cook with this offense now? And could they put some wins together with this team in the AFC West?
Wow. You know, it's so weird because there's such high expectations for the Denver Broncos that folks can look at essentially one half of football against Jacksonville and then try to extrapolate how it's going to go for the rest of the season versus taking what we've seen basically for the entirety of the season. Outside of the Jacksonville game, they scored 3 offensive points in the third quarter in the first 7 games this season. 3 offensive points in the third quarter. You go in at halftime, and I've been an interim coach. I've been a part of those coaches' meetings where coaches put their heads together, and they say, okay, here's what we did well, Here's what we didn't do well. Here's what we think they're going to do. So they come up with a plan for the second half. That means Coach Hackett and his other coaches got together seven times after seeing a team for a full first half of football and couldn't come up with any more than 3 points. So while the Jacksonville second half is encouraging, I don't think it outstrips what we saw in the first seven games. This offense is still very much a work in progress. The thought of Russ cooking, maybe he's cooking some fries at McDonald's, but he is not preparing a beautiful five-course meal.
Yeah, he has not been cooking this year, Chad, that's for sure. It's been a rough first half of the season for him and for Hackett out there with the Denver Broncos. And then the wristband stuff started this week. Now, look, I usually don't take Russ's side on a lot of things. I usually, you know, it's not that I don't like Russ. It's just it's kind of like I never really rooted for him. I just don't like the way it's gone with Denver here in the first half. I got to tell you, I think I side with him on this one, and I thought he had a really good answer today. We won a lot of games without a wristband on my hand. That was actually a pretty good response from Russ, I thought, Chad.
it is a decent comeback, but, you know, again, look at this Broncos season. How many times, particularly in the first couple games this season, did they have offense operational issues where the call coming in from the sideline, the quarterback getting the call to everyone in the offense, getting to the line of scrimmage, going through all the motions and adjustments and all that stuff, they got delayed games. They had to burn a lot of timeouts. Heck, they still had 12 penalties this last game against Jacksonville and London. Now, all those weren't offensive penalties, but the offensive operation hasn't been at a high level. So for Russ to now wear a wristband against Jacksonville, the first time all season, and then for Pete Carroll to point out the success of the Seattle offense with Geno Smith being willing to do these things, Geno Smith being willing to listen to Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator. How many times over the last couple of years have we heard about Russ? Russ doesn't like this coordinator. He doesn't like that coordinator. And they've changed coordinators. They bent over trying to accommodate Russ, not wearing a wristband, wanting different coordinators, wanting to cook. But in the end, it didn't produce any real playoff success for the Seahawks. Pete Carroll seems to have found a path forward without Russ that is much better than the path he would have had with Russ. And that wristband thing is kind of just part of an overall bigger narrative of here's a guy who wants things his way, talking about Russ, and was unwilling to listen to a coach who clearly has a track record of success in Pete Carroll.
I couldn't agree more, Chad. And I want to transition to the Seattle Seahawks because they're starting to trend, right? They're 6-3 overall. They lead the NFC West. I mean, playing as a team, chemistry, continuity in terms of the offensive line. They're getting play on the offensive side of the ball from Walker, the running back, and Kobe Bryant and those defensive playmakers. I told Carver the other day, I said, you know, it seems like Pete Carroll enjoys this team so much more because it resembles maybe what he had at USC in terms of the college kids buying in. There's not a lot of brand names, and all they do is win ball games as a unit.
Well, when I did my coaching internship with the Seattle Seahawks, and I had my final meeting with Pete Carroll, he said, Chad, if you want to be a coach, you need to figure out exactly what your program is, who you are going to be as a coach. And I left a little confused because I was thinking, well, I want to kind of be like Bill Cowher, and I want to be a little bit like Bill Belichick and these coaches who I was under. And, you know, now, obviously, several years past that experience, and Pete's talking about not just your style as a coach, but what is your program? Pete wants to play great defense. He wants to consistently run the ball. He wants efficiency from his quarterback. With the Let Russ Cook, they got further and further and further away from that formula. Now Pete is back in that formula. That's why he's having so much fun, because that is who he is as a coach. He wants to be that style of football team. And they've got the players to execute that. They've got a quarterback without any ego who can go out and do that. They're getting tremendous play from rookies. Both starting offensive tackles for the Seahawks are rookies. So his competition for everything that he preached at USC, that is paying dividends now with the Seattle Seahawks, because they've got six rookies who are starting and playing major roles for them, just like at USC. It didn't matter if you were a two-star or a five-star. It didn't matter if you were a fifth-year senior or a freshman. If you can play, then you will play. He's having that same philosophy now with the Seattle Seahawks. And I think we're kind of seeing a rebirth of Pete Carroll. And everyone's thinking he was just going to kind of play the string out and make some more money. No, he's being reborn, and his style is now back in effect for the Seahawks, and I expect him to be able to roll with that.
I think he's the coach of the year right now, to be quite honest with you. I know that everybody's high on Sirianni, and they're undefeated, and Dable's done a tremendous job, too, with the Giants and Salah with the Jets. But, I mean, they were picked to win 5.5. I mean, their win total is 5.5 this year, and they're already past that. They could win a division. I just think Carroll's done a tremendous job. Chad, before we let you go, I only got like 90 seconds. Can we get a Pac-12 team in the college football playoff this year, Chad? What do you think? Can we get somebody in?
I mean, gosh, with 3 teams in the top 10 and 4 teams in the top 15, it is certainly possible. You know, I had Utah-USC when Utah beat USC. USC is explosive. They just ran against the perfect antidote for them. Utah runs the ball. Kyle Whittingham is going to be consistent in the run game on offense. They kind of wore USC's defense down, and their defense doesn't defend the run so great. But outside of that specific style matchup, USC is just, they got a great quarterback. They've got playmakers on the outside. They are absolutely explosive. This could be the year. If it's not USC, I wouldn't look past Oregon. Bo Nix is lighting it up as well.
I mean, that's a hell of a game you had that night, Chad. That Utah-USC game, that was incredible. That was a lot of fun out there for the Utah. Our boy Joe here has got UCLA to win it all in the Pac-12, Chad. So sprinkle a little UCLA magic for Joe here on the other side. He needs the Bruins and Chip to get in there, okay?
I wouldn't put it past him. Chip's got it working, too. It's a great year in the Pac-12 where I had essentially written them off. They're back, baby. The Pac is back.
Chad, tremendous stuff, my man. Thanks for hopping on for a few minutes. We'll talk to you again soon, all right, buddy?
All right, I had a great time, guys. Have me on again. I'd love it. Thank you.
There it is, Chad Brown right there, former NFL linebacker. We'll be back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you aboard. Great stuff from Chad there.
Yeah.
Joe.
Love this.
I did not know that he was on that I guess it's the semifinalist list. Modern era nominees is what it technically is.
Go way back with Chad.
And then they do the finalists, 25 semifinalists in November. So, and then they do 15 finalists in early January. And then, of course, Super Bowl weekend is when they announce who gets in. So, look, that's tough to do, Joe, to get on that 129 modern era nominees. You know,
he's deserving. I mean, his play, I mean, with Pittsburgh, Seattle. I mean, he was one of the most dominant outside linebackers in his day. I mean, he was on great teams. I mean, think about it. It was him. It was Kevin Green. It was LeVon Kirkland for the Steelers. I mean, right? I mean, look at those linebackers. Kirkland. Was he there with Greg Lloyd? I'm trying to think now. I think he was.
I think so, too. I believe
I mean,
so
think
too.
About Lloyd, Chad Brown, Kevin Green, and LeVon Kirkland. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
LeVon Kirkland was about 300 pounds in the middle. Unbelievable. He was an immovable force. He was like a D tackle at the linebacker position.
We just had a couple of really crazy finishes in a few of these NBA games, Joe.
Like how crazy?
Like a bunch of overtime. Yeah, it's a couple crazy overtime finishes here. The Grizzlies ended up beating the Spurs 124-122 in overtime. Spurs almost pulled that one off. Just unlucky for them. The Thunder have a 126-125 lead on the Bucks with 0.2 seconds to go in overtime in OKC. Now, FanDuel says it's over. but we'll see who's got the ball here. The Bucks have the ball down one, but there's 2/10. That's more like a tap. Like you can't. That's not even a catch and shoot, Joe. That's like a tap.
I've seen it happen, though. You can never say never. Like some
now,
guy.
FanDuel has it tied at 126.
There we go.
I'm looking at it on ESPN, and I'm looking at FanDuel. ESPN's got it 126, 125. FanDuel's got it 126 apiece.
So what are you going by?
I don't know. I mean, how do you get a? I guess if they foul them, how the hell do you foul them with? Bucks wow, offensive
was the guy,
rebound.
Was the guy running to the hoop and they fouled him?
All right, here
before?
We go. Now we're putting the pieces together. So Brooke Lopez got fouled with 0.2 seconds left.
So they fouled him before they
Bucks got him? A rebound. Look, Joe, I'm not watching the game live, but Brooke Lopez got fouled. He missed the first free throw. He made the second free throw to tie it at 126. So they're going to double overtime in OKC.
That's incredible.
Now, no Giannis tonight for the Bucks. He did not play tonight. So that's maybe why you're thinking, why? Wow, the Thunder playing with the Bucks tonight. Yeah, no Giannis. So that always needs to be taken into consideration.
Ballermine, up 8.
Yeah, we should have took Louisville. I'm telling you.
Why? They're up 8 with 9 minutes left. Bellarmine.
Forellamine. So we
you call
like
it Forellamine?
Well, that's
Where
whenever
is
we
Bellarmine
do.
Anyway?
That
love line
this game
stuck
of
out
basketball.
To me. Hang on. That line stuck out to me like a sore thumb. Like
we
I
love playing
out.
This game. Where is that college? Where?
Where the hell is Bellarmine? I didn't like. I was looking at the lines. I saw LSU laying 22.5. I'm like, I can't. When I look at lines,
would you like to know where Bellarmine is? I've just looked. I went and found
yes.
out. So
yes.
Would you like to know where it is?
Yes.
It is in Louisville.
Is it? All right.
So
there you
stone
go.
Throw.
Oh. What is it, a community college in Bellarmine's in Louisville? Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So these
it's
are
not
all
a community college. It's
enough.
A Division I. It's a,
well,
it's,
my
they're
point
in Division
is these,
I.
These were the kids that weren't good enough to go to Louisville. Are they're like, oh, you want to give us 9.5? We'll show you. There's probably about 3 people in the stands.
They're in the Atlantic Sun Conference. So there you go.
You know, I mean, come on. There's like 400 Division I.
There is. There's, I think it's 357 or something
I mean,
like that.
Come on.
So
come on. Like yeah. you know. Yeah, I know the starting 5 on Bellarmine.
The Clippers have a 43-28 lead on the Lakers, Joe, early in the second quarter in Los
Carver,
Angeles.
You're not going to drag me in. You do this to me.
I need.
Every
I just need
single time. Yeah. Every single time. There's not one time when the Lakers are on, you can't bring them up in some capacity to suck me in. It's incredible.
I just need LeBron to get 25. That's all I need in this game. 25. He's off to a good start. That's why you can't. You don't want the blowout, though, Joe, because we know what happens in the blowouts. They take them out, and we can't have that. And right now, it's a blowout. They're up 16. I mean,
they get blown out every night. They get
they
blown
suck,
out.
Man. They are so
every
bad.
Every night. Meanwhile, I have on you. All... Can I just tell you something? The yes. SMU 30-for-30 death penalty.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I know,
that was a good
I can't
one.
Tell you what they're saying, but I just watching the highlights of SMU with Eric Dickerson and Craig James.
That was a good one, I'll tell you that. I enjoyed that one. They did a nice job with it. And the other game going on right now, the Kings lead the Cavs 49-36. How about the Cavs down 13, Joe? You want to get them at plus 172?
Can we take the over? What about the over? 235, 237 as soon as I talk.
It's a hefty over.
I feel like the Cavs always play under.
Cavs aren't going to lose. They're going to lose 2 games in a row here out west. They lost. They blew a 12-point lead late in the fourth to the Clippers the other night. And they're going to lose. I mean, Sacra Tomato, they always blow these games, Joe.
You want to take them plus 172
on the
money line,
blow these
then?
Games.
They're down 13.
If I was going to take them, that's what I would do.
All right, so you're going to take them plus 172.
Yeah, I think I might.
All right, so why don't we...
Meanwhile, in the hockey, they're scoreless at the Duck Pond between the Wild and Anaheim. Is that what we're going to do? We're going to take them?
Plus 196 if you... I mean, they're down 14 now. You want to jump in? It's almost 2-1. I mean, come on. I'll do it if you do it.
Well, yeah, man. I'm willing to go in.
All right, we'll take the Cavs. Let me sign in.
We'll take the Cavs?
Yeah, we'll take the Cavs. I mean, do we have a choice?
Yeah, we always have a choice, Joe.
Well, yeah.
You know that.
Do we really? We really
don't. All right, I'm in.
All right, I'm jumping in right now.
What'd you end up getting? I got 185.
Hang on. I'm putting it in right now. I got screwed, so doesn't matter.
What do you mean you got screwed? What is that?
I just put it in. 172 they gave me.
I'm sorry.
What do you want from me? It's okay. Can we just win it now? Can we just win it?
I would hope so. There you go. So we got the Cavs money line we're working with now, too. LeBron barking at the refs, as always, Joe. I mean, that's just a tradition unlike any other.
Is he
LeBron
setting up,
barking at the refs.
Is he setting up next half? Is that what he's doing?
That's probably what he's doing. I hope he just sets up to get 25 points. That's all I care about. Let's do a couple of these two college games for tomorrow night, because in the second hour, Joe, we'll do a lot of NFL. We got to do the SGP for Falcons-Panthers tomorrow night. There's a multitude of potential injuries scattered throughout the NFL today that we'll have to talk about. And I saw some lines. Lines were on the move today, Joe, in the NFL.
Because everybody's jumping the gate about,
there's jumping a gun on a few things. You got the Allen jumping the gun. Both quarterbacks in the Cardinal-Ram game are in trouble because Stafford's all of a sudden in concussion protocol, and Murray, I saw, had some kind of hamstring thing. So they got both. Can you imagine that? That could be ugly. Not that those teams have played good anyway this year. But then you want to get backup quarterbacks in the mix for that Ram-Cardinal game? The immortal John Wofford, Joe, for the Rams this week?
Yeah, he's from Wake Forest. He's not bad.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Who's the backup for Arizona? Who do we have?
God, didn't they have Colt McCoy?
No, I know. It's not Rosen. Hang on. It was
Colt McCoy.
Colt
McCoy?
It's Colt McCoy.
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, he played well. He got a couple wins last year.
Yeah. Career backup. It's the kind of, he could get it done for you, sure, Joe. LeBron scoring. That's what we like to see. Get a couple more points here. He's going to be halfway home here with 7 minutes to go in the first half. All right, Tulsa and Memphis tomorrow night, Joe, at the Liberty Bowl. -6.5 for the Tigers. 62.5, the big total. On a Thursday night college football for the American Conference.
I'm taking the over there.
POINTS, 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 huh?
I love that stadium. That's going to look fantastic. Tulsa in the Liberty Bowl, that's a great stadium.
Over under 12 people at the game, Joe. What do you think? It's going to look fantastic with nobody in it.
No, they'll sell out.
Yeah, on a Thursday night against Tulsa. That's gonna be a sad scene. I know. I'm gonna get you the next one when we're done with this one. We're gonna do one game at a time.
I sort of liked Memphis on the money line. Nah, 2-1, maybe not.
How about we do this? The other game is Georgia Southern at the Raging Cajuns. Louisiana Lafayette. Who was -3.5, 61.5 is the total.
Want to take Clay?
Yeah, you want to take Clay?
I feel like in a marquee game, he's.
I was gonna say, why don't we do a little? Why don't we do a little Memphis Raging Cajun moneyline parlay at +123?
Both home teams. I don't like that.
Well, I know that's not in your playbook.
My playbook is one favorite, one dog. Which
I'll tell you, I'll give you a dog. I'll give you a dog for Friday night, Joe, that I am in on.
I already see it. East Carolina.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Fine. Okay, I'm not worried about Friday. Can we get to Thursday? Let's take the...
Two late-night games on Friday, too.
Are you with me or are you not? I'm taking Georgia Southern plus the 140 over Tulsa
I can't play overs with Tulsa.
Why?
Tulsa's
against your religion? What do you mean?
Well, they leave you hanging.
I'm in.
They never get the job done.
I just did it. Georgia Southern money line.
Tulsa's 3-6 this year.
So what does that mean? What is
the record? Under
scoring points.
Under. They've played a couple of. I mean, they gave up 53 points to Navy. God.
I took the over. I'm in on the over already.
Oh, this reminds me. I saw that they're playing South Florida next week, Tulsa. And we know that Jeff Scott got chopped, right?
My God.
I saw a great idea. Oh, I'll have to do this when we come back. I'll leave you hanging, Joe. Great idea for the next coach of South Florida when we come back. Not my idea. One of the guys at the Orlando Sentinel wrote about it.
Okay.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
I'll tell you what then. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class?
Standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket. It was a sold out show.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Lakers have made a big comeback here, Joe. They're now down 7. Lakers are making moves. Look out, 48-41. Anything can happen. As I was saying to you when we were going to break. So this was from Mike Bianchi, who is a columnist at the Orlando Sentinel. He covers, you know, like UCF and all those teams down there, along with my guy Matt Michelle, who comes on the Scotty show a lot.
Okay.
And he said that USF, who just chopped Jeff Scott, says that they should go and hire Scott Frost. And I actually think that that would be a genius hire by them, because we know what he did at UCF, right down the interstate. He's had success in that conference and in that area. I think he needs to go to a nice place in the middle of nowhere where there's no pressure and he can get himself right again after the disaster that happened at Nebraska. Now, he doesn't need to go coach. He's got plenty of money coming his way. But if he wanted to, Joe, I think that would be a nice little soft landing spot for Scott to get back. Now, UCF is leaving, but USF will still be in that American conference. That would be a nice little spot for him.
So he understands the landscape. We sort of saw this.
Correct.
A little, you know, we saw this. I mean, think about the coaches that they have had there, right? You had Skip Holtz. You had Willie Taggart, right? Taggart was there for a brief stint. Charlie Strong.
He did
right? And, yeah, I mean, nobody was as good as Jim Leavitt, though. I will say that.
Yeah, your boy Jim, they ran him out of there. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, hour number two on the grid right after this.